is crazy. Crazy. I've just listened to a woman talking about butterflies. Now, she's not a natural historian. She doesn't work for the Natural History Museum. As far as I know, she doesn't work for London Zoo. There's none of those things. But all I can say is that the way she described the family experience that she had of purchasing a jar of little tiny black dots is what I took in, and what happened as they grew through the different stages that a butterfly goes through, or an almost butterfly goes through. And I'm too tired to try to remember. I mean, there's an incredible word, chrysalis, which I think is one of my favorite words in the English language. But besides the word chrysalis, and I'm too tired to even think what the little crawly things are, you know, before they turn into chrysali or something. But no, Jayan, Tuwin, that lovely, lovely voice, has described her experience in such a way that I am full of a wish to have my own butterfly experience. Now, I'm combining it with something that I, as an experiment, that the new Audioboo app has a feature that hasn't existed before, which is that you can write text comments while you're listening to a piece of audio, and you can put them, share them with the person who has recorded the audio, and with anyone else who chooses to look at it. And I think I put up about six comments, six short, pithy pieces that came out of my enthusiasm for Jana's audio. I mean, I became there was a big blurring of the boundary between me, the child, never dies. Me, the child, at least never dies till I stop breathing, and me, the parent, who is sort of listening to one parent's story and thinking, my daughter would like that. But in this case, the two got completely jumbled up together, and I come from the audio, you know, unable to stop myself putting up about five or six comments. And then I thought, well, actually, somebody else had said in on audio that the downside of having comments within the app is that people wouldn't may not then make pieces of audio in response to the audio. So I thought, well, look, I haven't tried this new audio boo recorder, record and upload within the new app at all. I've been kind of persuaded that it couldn't possibly be worth using because it takes so long to upload or something like that. But I said, look, I gotta give it a go. So that's what I'm doing now. And I also thought, well, whatever I wrote down about butterflies is quite different. I mean, for anybody else, it's certainly quite different because comments are a visual experience. The imagination of the person has to work on them, but audio is a much more direct, has much more direct access to the person than visual text has. I mean, there's a biological basis for what I've just said, which I can't possibly, find the energy to lay out. But it's a different part of the brain that the sensation is first experienced in, and that's biological basis of why audio is so much more satisfying than text. However, there's a woman walking in front of the car now, and she's not paying any attention, and I could easily have, you know, rolled her over in the style of Clockwork Orange. Okay, I've got to fill the car. That's all I need to say, or that's all I want to say. This is a little tester anyway. And Jana, thanks so much. It was absolutely superb. I just love butterflies, their wings, and what happens when they flap their wings. Bye.